Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Good morning, Las Vegas. Thanks so much for listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast this morning. My name is John Racine with the Church at Las Vegas, and as always, we count it a real privilege to be able to be with you this morning, to be able to broadcast the Word of God over this radio station. I love the first day of the week, not only because you get to come together with God's people, you get to go to church meeting, but I love to come and sing, and I love to praise the Lord and worship Him and hear His word taught and preached. I love to come around the Lord's table and remember the death that Jesus died for me and His resurrection. You know, it was just a few weeks ago that we took a special day and focused on His resurrection. And I always love to be reminded of what the angel said to the women when they came to the tomb to find Him. And he says, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." And you know, that's not just for one day a year. That's for every day of the year. And especially, I think, on the first day of the week when Christians come together to worship the Lord corporately. You know, I wanted to start off this week by sharing something with you. I was reading about a Sunday school class, and the Sunday school teacher asked the kids, they said, "Now, can anybody tell me the name of the man that was thrown into the den of lions?" And one little boy raised his hand. He goes, I know. And she said, "Well, who was it?" And he goes, "Tarzan." Well, no, it wasn't Tarzan. Who was it? It was Daniel, right? But, you know, that's cute. But unfortunately, it kind of represents a real lack of biblical knowledge in people's minds. Whether it's young people, whether it's teenagers, whether it's 20s or 30s or 40s or all the way up into the hundreds even. Okay, there just seems like there's a real lack of Bible knowledge and knowing what the Word of God says. And I want to challenge you this morning to just realize how big and great and awesome and wonderful God is for giving us His Word, the Bible, the Scriptures, Genesis through Revelation. And I wanted to start off by reading Psalm 19 this morning. Psalm 19, and starting in verse 7, David writes, and he says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward." And so I hope that you love the Word of God. I hope that you read the Word of God and study the Word of God and meditate on the Word of God and hide the Word of God in your heart, that you're comfortable with it, that you know where things are in it, and that you discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness by training your mind and your thinking to match the Word of God and not to be squeezed into the pattern of just what the world thinks. Hey, I want you to listen to this first song this morning by a group called Acapella. And the first song they're going to sing is probably a very well-known song to most of you listening this morning. This is a song called How Great Thou Art. Ooh. Let's listen to Acapella sing this morning.
O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the world displayed.
Then sings
my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
How great thou art. Then sings
my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
His son not sparing, sent him to die. I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly buried, he bled and died to take away my sin.
Then sings
my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Then sings
my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
How great thou art, how great thou art, when Christ shall come, with shout of acclamation, and take me joy, joy shall fill my heart. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Then sings
my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
We're back this morning. What a great song that is about how great God is. And I hope that you've tasted and seen that God is good. And I hope that you still continue to know just how good God is. There's too many people that think God is mean and harsh and demanding and is always trying to get us. No, God is so much more than that. He's a God that loves us, that demonstrated his love for us by sending Jesus to us. Before we move on from Psalm 19, I just wanted to stop at the last verse in verse 14 and help us to be reminded of why we want the word of Christ to dwell in us richly, why we want to fill our mind and our hearts up with the word of God. Jesus said, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so the more you fill your mind and your heart up with the Word of God, that's what's going to come out. Listen to Psalm 19, verse 14. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I love that, that you just think God is so good and so honorable and so worthy of respect and worship that even the very words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart, we want to be pleasing to God. You know, that's really important that we want to be pleasing to God. This last Wednesday night, we were talking about the Church of Sardis in the book of Revelation, chapter 3. And one of the things that Jesus said about the church at Sardis was that they have a reputation of being alive, but they were dead. So, in other words, people thought, or the society thought, or whoever was looking on the outside thought they had a good reputation. Jesus said, you're dead. Your works aren't complete. You're not doing the things that you did at first. And so it's so important for us to be more concerned about what God thinks about us than what men think about us. God told Samuel one time, he said, man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And that's why it's especially good for us to look at our own hearts. We need to let the Word of God penetrate our hearts, our minds, our thinking, so that we can see whether or not we are pleasing to God. And so I love those words from Psalm 19 and verse 14. Let's go over to Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2, as we continue to talk about this wisdom of God, the Word of God, the Bible, the Scripture. You know, we've been going through a series in Ecclesiastes, and we've been taking a little break from that because it's so hard to read that and recognize the hopelessness of a view without God, a view without the wisdom that comes from above. And so let's go back to Proverbs chapter 2 and see what Solomon has to say here in chapter 2. So in Proverbs chapter 2, starting in verse 1, Solomon says, my son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. I love this passage of scripture because Solomon is exhorting his son, listen, son, the most important thing that you can know is about God, the knowledge and the wisdom that come from God. And that's why you need to search for God's wisdom. You need to cry aloud for God's understanding of the matter. And we need to be people that search for it, as he exhorted his son, as for hidden treasure. You know, it's amazing to me the time and the effort and the money and everything else that people spend on lottery tickets when the jackpot gets up into the hundreds and hundreds of millions. And you see people driving and standing in lines and spending lots of money on lottery tickets that for the most part are going to just be worthless. There's greater chances of getting hit by a lightning bolt than there is at winning a lottery or whatever the odds are. But people will search after those and seek after those when there's something so much more valuable from the Word of God. The wisdom and the teaching about life, and especially about life after this life, that only the Bible contains. And so I hope that you're like Solomon's son, that you will heed these words as you listen to what Solomon said here, that that we search for God's wisdom. We look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure. Now, we're going to listen to our next song this morning. This is also a song by a cappella called He Bore It All. Now, one of the most amazing concepts, thoughts in the whole universe is that God so loved us that he sent his only son to us. That Jesus was the Son of God. He was the Lamb of God that God provided as a sacrifice to take our sin away. It doesn't get much more profound or amazing than that. He so loved the world. And Jesus bore all of our sins on that cross. Friends, if you don't understand that or you've lost the awe of that thought, I hope maybe this song will bring that back to you a little bit more as you think about how Jesus bore it all for you. Let's listen to a cappella sing this morning.
He bore it all
that I might in his presence in my precious Savior suffered pain and agony. He bore it all,
he bore it all
that I might live. He broke the bonds of sin and set the captive free.
He bore it all
that I might in his presence live. He bore it all that I might see his shining face.
He bore it
freely bore it all
that I might
live. I with him might live. I stood condemned, he took my place.
He bore it all
that I might in his presence live. They placed a crown of thorns upon my Savior's head.
He bore it all
that I might live.
I with him might live.
My cruel man with spear, his side was pierced and bled.
He bore it all
that I might in his presence live. He bore it all that I might see.
See his shining face. He bore it
freely
all.
Freely bore it all
that I might live.
I with him might live.
I stood condemned.
He took my place.
He bore it all
that I might
live.
In his presence live. Up Calvary's hill in shame, the blessed Savior trod.
He bore it
all that I might live.
I with him might live.
Between two thieves they crucified the Son of God.
He bore it all
that I might in his presence live.
He bore it
Jesus
all
that
all
I might see his shining face.
He bore it
freely
all
bore it all
that I might
I with him might live.
I
stood condemned. Jesus took my place.
He bore it
all that I might in his presence live.
He bore it
all that I might see his shining face.
He bore it
freely bore it
all that I might
I with him might live.
I stood condemned.
Jesus took my place.
He bore it all that I might live.
In his presence live.
All right, what a great song that is. He bore it all. And I hope you'll never forget that. And I hope, as I said before we started the song, if you don't understand what that means, that Jesus bore it all for you, we'd sure love to have you come and ask some questions and to get to know this Savior, this Jesus, this King of Kings and Lord of Lords who laid down his life for you. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, Paul writes to Timothy and he says in verse 7, "Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales." Okay, I like that. Have nothing to do with those. That doesn't benefit anybody. Godless myths, old wives' tales, what does that accomplish? I'll tell you, folks, the Word of God is powerful. It's living and active. Okay, it judges the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It judges all the way down, as it were. And so have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales, or we could say the Harlequin romances and cosmopolitans and whatever other thing are out there that the world runs after. Rather, train yourself to be godly, he says. Train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. That is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God who is the Savior of all people, and especially of those who believe. You see, Jesus died for everyone, and yet he knows that not everyone is going to accept his amazing gift of life. He knows that some people will reject it. Some people just will refuse to bend their will or humble themselves or admit that they did anything wrong. Okay, verse 11 goes on to say, command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Verse 13, until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and teaching. I like that, how he exhorted Timothy to do that. That's one of the things that we do here at the Church at Las Vegas every week. We have the public reading of Scripture. We have a passage of Scripture that's read every week as a part of our coming together. And that's all we do is just read it. Now, sometimes I'll make a few comments on it, of course. But anyway, it's just the Word of God being read. And this is what some people, they don't even do that. And I want you to know that it's good to read the Word of God. It's good to hear the Word of God. It's good to hear teaching and preaching. And friend, if you're not availing yourself to as much of that as you possibly can, then what about priorities? What's more important in life? I know you got to work and you got to do this, you got to do that. But please put learning the Word of God way, way up high on your priority list. Not so you can know it and get a big head, but so that you can know the author of life, who lay down his life for you so that you could have everlasting life. That's the kind of Savior that we want to follow, that we want to know very, very well. Now, as far as the place is concerned, the Bible doesn't tell us a whole lot about it, but it does promise us that it will be amazing, and that eye has not seen and ear has not heard what God is going to do for us. But I love the 21st chapter of Revelation, where it talks about that we will be God's people and God himself will be with them and be their God. Verse 4 of chapter 21, he will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And he goes on to say in verse 6, he goes on, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But there's also a warning here. The cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. Again, I don't know about you, but I don't want any part of that. I am grateful to think about what Jesus offers me as far as heaven's concerned. All right, let's listen to our last song this morning. Again, this is by a cappella. It's called When They Ring Those Golden Bells. In other words, it's kind of the idea that we're going home and there's something that we're going to be called to that we are so looking forward to. And I hope you long for Christ's appearing. I hope you long for being with him for all eternity. And I hope that you have a great longing for our heavenly home that awaits us. Let's listen to a cappella sing this last song this morning.
There's a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever. And we only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we'll gain the portals, there to dwell with the immortals. When they ring those golden bells for you and me. a land.
There's a land beyond the river.
That we call.
That we call the sweet forever.
And we only.
And we only.
Reach that shore.
Reach the shore.
By base decree.
Base decree. Base decree.
In that far.
In that far, oh sweet forever.
Oh, just beyond.
Just beyond the shining river.
Oh, when they ring.
When they ring those golden bells.
Oh, when they ring.
When they ring those golden bells.
Oh, when they ring.
When they ring those golden bells.
For you and me.
For you and me.
Oh, can't you hear?
Can't you hear the bells ringing?
Oh, can't you hear?
Can't you hear the angels singing?
Well, it's the glory.
It's the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jubilee.
Jubilee. Jubilee. Jubilee.
In that far.
In that far, I'll sing forever.
Just beyond
the shining river.
Oh, when they ring.
When they ring those golden bells.
Oh, when they ring.
When they ring those golden bells.
Oh, when they ring.
When they ring those golden bells.
For you and me.
For you and me.
Oh, can't you hear?
Can't you hear the bells ringing?
Oh, can't you hear?
Can't you hear the angels singing?
Well, it's the glory.
It's the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jubilee.
Jubilee. Jubilee. Jubilee.
In that far.
In that far, I'll sweep forever.
But just beyond.
Just beyond the shining river.
Oh, when they ring.
When they ring those golden bells.
Oh, when they ring.
When they ring those golden bells.
Oh, when they ring.
When they ring those golden bells.
For you and
all right, we're back this morning. We're almost out of time, but what a great song to end up things this morning. When they ring those golden bells. I hope you're ready for that. Hey, we're the Church at Las Vegas. We meet together on the first day of the week at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. That's right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. So 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. We meet at 10:30 on Sunday morning, 6 o'clock on Sunday night. And then also Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we have a Bible study, a time of prayer. We've been in the book of Revelation here recently, and we probably will be for quite some time. So come on out and join us for any one or all of those times, preferably. We'd love to get to know you, to be able to point you and direct you into the Word of God, to be able to teach you and how to be a Berean, a learner of God's Word from Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, if you don't know what that means. But we're just really excited about being a group of people that honors Christ, and not just in our public life, but in our private life as well. We certainly all need grace and God's patience to do that, but He gives us the power to live that way. So thanks so much for listening this morning. Keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen.